You know, we have certain experts we've had on over the years, and then all of a sudden we haven't had him on lately, and I'm so happy to see that a guy we haven't had on lately is back with us and still kicking and doing very well. In fact, he's going to be at the Detroit Economic Club coming up in just 3 days, April 13th at 11:30 in the morning. He'll be introduced by Mike Bickers from PNC Bank, the leader. Great guy, too. And you can go to econclub.org, econclub.org, see if there's still some tickets available to join the one and only Stu Hoffman, the PNC Senior Vice President and Senior Economic Advisor. He's been working with PNC clients to provide expert analysis and forecasts for national, regional, and global economic and financial trends, doing a very, very nice job for customers. Long time no talk to, Stu. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Paul. And you're right, I'm still kicking.
Well, we both are.
It's good to be back.
It's good that we're both still kicking, and it's good to have you back, my friend. And coming to the Detroit Economic Club, which always has great speakers like yourself, and I understand the title for what you're talking about, your speech title, is A Challenging Year Ahead. The U.S. economy experiences a mild recession, but slower inflation. Well, there you are. We've been predicting it for a while, but I guess it's here.
Well, we think it will be here. The economy's still doing well. I mean, we got a good jobs report on the U.S. economy on Friday for the month of March. Another good month of job growth. The unemployment rate, 3.5%. We don't have the March Detroit metro area data yet, but that takes a few more weeks. But the data that we have on Detroit in January and February was pretty good as well. And you haven't quite gotten all the jobs back that you lost in the opening months of the pandemic. Hard to believe that's over 3 years ago.
Wow.
But a lot of progress has been made, and the unemployment rate in Detroit is right around 3.8%. U.S. numbers around 3.5%, so that's pretty close. So things are good now, and but we are concerned that as we get towards the middle or latter half of this year, that as a consequence of the Fed raising rates and all the geopolitical risks, that we'll enter in what I call a mild recession, shorter than normal, shallower than normal, but nonetheless still a challenging period for individuals and businesses, but also those challenges bring opportunities.
Well, Stu Hoffman with us, PNC Senior Vice President, Senior Economic Advisor. He, from our experience with him, is pretty spot on with his take on the economy, and we're talking about the dynamic U.S. economy. Give me some more of your thoughts on recession and inflation, because we have come to worry a lot about that. Is that a very real worry, or is that not a very real worry?
No, I think it is a real worry, or at least a real challenge, as I said. Inflation, in fact, we're going to get some data tomorrow morning on the Consumer Price Index for the month of March. It'll still be, quote, a little too hot, a little too much inflation, particularly outside of energy. We did get a break where gasoline prices fell during the month of March. That was before OPEC announced a, quote, voluntary cutback in oil production, which has helped push oil prices and gasoline prices up a little bit in the last couple of weeks. But, we think it's a challenge ahead, not only for the Detroit area, but across the country. We're looking for GDP to decline in the latter half of the year, but, maybe by about 1 to 1.5%. That's about half what, a typical recession is. And we do think the unemployment rate, which is 3.5%, just a little higher than the Detroit metro, probably across the U.S., gets towards around 5%, and maybe in Detroit towards mid 5%. But inflation, we really think that the worst of inflation is behind us. It's still sticky, and people know that in terms of shelter costs and medical care costs and a lot of services that they're in entertainment, travel, tourism. We think we're going to see a lot lower inflation in the latter half of the year. But, you know, for now, people are still trying to keep up with inflation, and it's been a tough gallop to try to run ahead of inflation for many, many American families.
Sure. Stu Hoffman, just don't take it just from me saying what a great job he does. You should know that he's been recognized as one of the most accurate economic and interest rate forecasters in the prestigious Wall Street Journal Economic Survey. And I suspect you're looking forward to coming back to Detroit with the Detroit Economic Club.
Oh, I'm very much. And by the way, you're right. I've been recognized as one of the least inaccurate economic forecasters. So I got one or two things right, and that might put me ahead of the rest of the weathermen and the economists. But I certainly am looking forward to coming back. I think this is going to be, I've been doing it about every other year. Obviously, 2020, I wasn't there, and the club wasn't having in-person meetings. But I was there in 2021, and now coming back in 23, and I think this is my sixth or seventh time. And what I really love about it is I get to meet with students from the high schools that we meet with, and so many people attend that, and I give great kudos to the people who put it together in the city. And yes, I'm really looking forward to coming back and meeting with some PNC clients just ahead of that meeting we're going to do, since I'm quote in the neighborhood.
Well, Mr. Gregorian does a fine job in putting all that together, and I know he's looking forward to seeing you, too. And we certainly look forward to our next conversations, too. Thanks much.
Very well. Thank you. Take care, and see some of you on Wednesday and Thursday. Bye-bye.
Stu Hoffman, PNC Senior Vice President, Senior Economic Advisor. And go to econclub.org.